What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So let's go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And we welcome onto the show from Yahoo, Frank Schwab, who always does such a great job writing and talking about the NFL. And the piece, Frank, that caught our attention, as you can imagine, we like hearing nice things about our Jaden Daniels. You say he might already be the greatest rookie quarterback ever and the best quarterback in the NFC, too. And it doesn't sound like there's a long list of guys that you would trade him for at this point, huh?
Not in the NFC, for sure. I mean, there's a few guys in the AFC who are, you know, going to the Hall of Fame someday. But, I mean, maybe Jaden Daniels is, too, for all we know. I sat here a year ago, and I feel kind of dumb about it. But, you know, I mean, you got time to fill in the offseason, and you say, nobody's going to replicate this C.J. Stroud rookie season for a long, long time. Don't get used to this. This was a historical outlier, a guy who led the NFL in touchdown-interception ratio and yards per game. This was an outlier as a rookie, and this is going to stand forever. And then a year later, it's like, oh, yeah, Jaden Daniels is better. He's just... It's unbelievable what he's done, and, you know, there's a million ways to look at it, but I think the one that really strikes me is, I mean, no offense to the Washington Commanders, but I don't think there's a very good roster. It's better than it was last year, but it's not like Ben Roethlisberger in 2004 when he kind of joined a really good Pittsburgh Steelers team and rolled the wave to the 13-1 record or whatever he put up after he became the starter. Or even Dan Marino in 1984 or 83, who joined a pretty good Dolphins team at that point. This is a flawed team that went 4-13 last year. They made changes, for sure, but I look at this team and say, they're probably 2 years away from where they should be, and they're in the final four of the NFL. It's just, it's incredible. I've never seen a rookie quarterback carry a franchise on his shoulders like this. This is just... It's unbelievable how good he has been right away.
Yeah, and Frank, you know, I can't do it anymore. And I guess what I mean is, when I have an 11-year-old, for example, when I'm evaluating my 11-year-old, I'm obviously so biased, I can't, like, I need, like, a professional coach to do it. Does that make any sense? Like, I can't speak to it anymore rationally or reasonably. That's how I feel about Daniels. Like, it's so hype. It's, yeah, like, I'm so over the top and so gushing. So I guess what I'm asking you here is big picture. I got to take myself out of it. I'm an ineligible judge. What are we really talking about here in terms of how good he is right now and how good he projects to be? You could sort of flippantly say, yeah, maybe one day a Hall of Famer. But there are a lot of Hall of Famers. Like, where are we going with this journey?
I mean, if you were to ask me, set odds on Jaden Daniels over 0.5 MVPs in his career, I'd minus 500. Like, I just think it's almost inevitable that he's going to win an MVP someday. But I think the obvious conversation is where he's going and the upside in the future, because it's limitless. Everybody loves him for the future. I'm talking about right now, right at this moment. If I had to go win a game tomorrow, I think he's my fifth quarterback on the board, which is just unbelievable. Like, it's, I've thought this through. I've had conversations with people. I've debated people. And I come to, there's the four guys in the AFC that we all know about, Allen and Mahomes and Jackson and Burrow, right? Those are the four. And Jaden Daniels isn't there yet. Who's number five? Would you take Justin Herbert or Jaden Daniels? I would take Jaden Daniels. I just think he does more. And not if you want to take Herbert, I'm totally fine with that too. After him, who are you taking? Like, this is, I mean, you would, I would take him over everybody in the NFC, every single player. Hurts and Prescott and Stafford, good players, very good players. But I just think Jaden Daniels does so much, and he's so polished as a passer and so good as a rusher that I'm sitting here saying, I think Jaden Daniels is the fifth best quarterback in football right now as a rookie. And I never, look, I've covered this game a long time. I've watched this game a long time. And I never thought I'd be saying that about a rookie quarterback. Rookies are supposed to struggle. Rookies are supposed to have it hard. And he came in and made the NFL look easy. And it's just unbelievable to me that I can sit here and realistically, and maybe I'm over the top too, because it's just been a great story, and he seems like a really, really cool guy to root for and all that stuff. And it's just cool to see Washington's franchise finally dig out of that. And I just like new blood, new stars, and maybe I'm a little biased in that way. But I really believe it. I believe that Jaden Daniels right now is, at worst, to me, the sixth best quarterback in the NFL.
Frank Schwab, senior writer at Yahoo, joining us on Grant and Danny.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
How much credit does Cliff Kingsbury deserve for what Daniels has accomplished this year? And if he were to leave, how much would it set him back? It sounds like you don't think much.
It's tough. It's tough because I think Cliff has done a great job. I think that the way they progressed Jaden through the year, we remember that first game. I think we might even, if I'm not mistaken, we might have even talked about it right afterwards, where it was, we're not letting Jaden do anything. We're treating him like a normal rookie. We're going to keep everything behind the line of scrimmage or 2 yards downfield. And he did fine, but you know, you could tell that the training wheels were on at that point. And slowly and surely, Cliff Kingsbury opened things up for him and kept feeding him stuff and feeding him stuff until he's really ready to just break out and do everything and basically play like a veteran. So I think Cliff, and who's always, you know, had a good reputation as offensive mind, and you know, people catch up to him during the season, and I'm sure you guys worried late in the season that people were catching up to Cliff Kingsbury again. I think he's kind of had a breakthrough in these playoffs, in getting rid of that reputation that, you know, everything becomes stale after early season. And he's really done a good job. And yes, if he leaves, it doesn't seem like he will at this point. I mean, I don't know who would he's kind of cooled in the last week or so as teams have moved on to other options. But if he did leave, yes, it sets any young quarterback back when you're learning a new scheme and a new coordinator and all this kind of stuff. But I think Jaden would be fine. I think that when I look at this, I kind of view it as Jaden Daniels elevating Cliff Kingsbury rather than the other way around. Although I think both have had, I mean, Cliff deserves a lot of credit for how he's coached this rookie quarterback and got the most out of him.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, with us here on G&D. So there have been more prolific rookie passing years in history, but I think your point is 100% right, Frank. When you start to add in everything he does and what he means for the offense, there's no way you can shut off every valve. Right? I mean, and how much does right. that sort of play into how impactful he is and why you think it's the best rookie season ever?
Yeah, and I think, and again, I'm not trying to just disparage the Washington Commanders, but I think with other prolific passing rookie seasons, guys have had better talent around them. I mean, Cam Newton has Steve Smith, right? Like, Terry McLaurin's awesome. He's great. But when I look and I see Zacchaeus and Deami Brown and Zach Ertz in his mid-30s, I'm like, they have so further they can go if they can land a T. Higgins or something this offseason, that I just, that's part of it to me, that just the supporting cast around him hasn't allowed him to throw for 4,000 yards, really. He's just been so efficient, the completion percentage set a record this year, all that kind of stuff. And then it's so hard for a dual threat guy to come in and kind of do both things at his peak at the same time. Usually it's you're a runner and you learn to be a passer and you adjust to that point in your career. It's like Jaden Daniels is polished at both as a rookie. And we've just never seen that before. Even Lamar, who I love Lamar, and Lamar's going into Hall of Fame on first ballot and all that kind of stuff. Lamar was not a polished passer when he came into the NFL. He got the job done, but he was a runner who threw the ball fairly well. Jaden Daniels is both just exceptionally well. I think he knows where to go with the ball. And I think this virtual reality stuff has helped him. I think playing a ton in college has helped him. I think NIL is changing the game for quarterbacks. As far as guys like Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels, who just played a ton of college football and come in really ready to succeed right away where other rookies hadn't, where they might have left a year earlier than they should have and weren't developed, and that leads to a rocky start. So I think just the polish Daniels has had on both things, like you said, if you can stop him as a passer, but can you stop him as a runner? And that's why these dual threat guys are so good, from Josh Allen to Lamar or anybody like that. It's just rare to see somebody be at the peak as a runner and a passer at the same time. And I think Jaden's there already, as crazy as that sounds.
Frank, do you have an MVP vote?
I don't. I don't anymore, no.
Okay, I ask that only to now ask, I guess, two-parter. Number one, who would you have voted for? And if what we're saying in this conversation about Daniels is the case, why isn't he more in the conversation?
Yeah, and I've wondered that too. And I said on, you know, our podcast on Yahoo Sports Inside Coverage that I have no problem actually with a Jaden Daniels MVP vote. Like, if you can make the argument that he took a franchise that was 4-13, has only one other Pro Bowl player. Again, Terry's awesome, don't get me wrong, but only one other Pro Bowl player and taken them to a 12-win regular season. I mean, that was impressive. Now, I would have voted for Lamar. I just think he was the best player this season, and I think that should matter. I hate this argument of, well, Josh Allen's teammates were worse. Well, who cares? Like, who's the best player? It's Lamar Jackson's. I don't have a huge problem with Josh Allen, and he'd be a fine MVP vote. I just don't like the discourse of, well, who had worse teammates? Because that immediately eliminates Lamar Jackson from the conversation. But I would have voted for Lamar Jackson. I wouldn't have any problem with Josh Allen as a vote, obviously. Wouldn't have any problem with Saquon Barkley as an option. I think he had an MVP season, too. And if you wanted to talk me into Jaden Daniels, I could listen. I don't think ultimately I'd come on your side when it comes to that. But I think that he had the type of season where he can say, hey, we're just judging it on who elevated their franchise the most. Jaden Daniels is in that conversation.
So, Frank, you mentioned earlier kind of that big group of four quarterbacks, right? Allen, Burrow, Jackson, Mahomes. I feel like if their coaches, offensive coordinators, whomever, retired or went somewhere else, and you know, tomorrow, you could put them in a different system, they'd be just fine. Is Daniels going to get to the point in your mind where he's system-proof? In other words, if you lose Kingsbury and everybody that speaks that language about, you know, what the slot receiver's called and what jet action is called, and you got to learn a new language, when does he get to the point for you, if he does, that he's system-proof?
I believe he is, really. I mean, I think that just assuming, you know, some level of competence at coaching, you couldn't stick with the worst offensive coordinator in the league and have him succeed. But I do think just his skill set is so vast that he's mostly going to be one of these guys who there's only a handful of them on the planet who it doesn't matter who their teammates are, doesn't matter who the coach is, doesn't matter what the scheme is. He's just going to elevate everybody. I think he's going to be there. I think he's going to be that guy. And also part of this, too, is from all accounts, the work ethic he has. Like, Cliff leaves tomorrow. Let's say that the Jaguars hire him. And I think whoever comes in as the offensive coordinator, a new scheme, new system, all that, it just seems like everything you hear and read about Jaden Daniels is he's going to put in the work to be full speed by the time training camp starts. He's impressive that way. My colleague, Jory Epstein, went down there and did a long feature in the summer on Jaden Daniels. And just how much of a gym rat he is, to use a basketball term. And that guy, I mean, I was already high on the Commanders in the offseason, liked them a lot, thought they could be a playoff team. I do have those receipts. But I heard that about Jaden, and it just brought me to another level where I'm like, there's something special here, and I think the Commanders know what they have here.
Frank Schwab of Yahoo on G&D. Give us your predictions for this weekend. Commanders, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, who do you see playing in the Super Bowl?
I think the Eagles are going to win, but I think Jaden Daniels is going to put the fear of God into them along the way. Like, he's just that guy who, I don't like betting against guys like Jaden Daniels because it's just not a fun 3 hours like betting against Mahomes or anybody like that. He's that dude. He's already that dude, and it wouldn't stun me if the Commanders won that game. I mean, everybody there knows. They were leading in the fourth quarter at Philly that Thursday night game, and everybody knows what happened the second game when he threw the 5 touchdowns and they beat him. So it's not out of the realm of possibility they could win that game. But I do think the Eagles win a close game. They're just more ready. They're the better roster right now. Commanders will get there in a year or two. Give Adam Peters a couple more off seasons, and they're really going to be there. But right now, the Eagles are just so far superior talent-wise that it's going to be tough for Jaden to overcome that. And then on the AFC side, you know what? I'm sick of picking against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. I went 0-4 doing it last year. I'm just not doing it this year. I think the Bills are the better team. I think the Buffalo Bills are a better team than the Kansas City Chiefs, and it just doesn't matter. Like the Chiefs get in these situations, and they're just so comfortable, and they know how to win games. And Patrick Mahomes is a legend already, and so is Andy Reid, that I'm not picking against the Chiefs. I'm just going to take the Chiefs, and then we'll have a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, maybe.
Yay, again. Frank, thank you, buddy.
See you, no man. Doubt.
Good catching up. There's Appreciate Frank Schwab of Yahoo. Go read his story. It was great.
It's a good piece.
Really, really well done talking about just how good Jaden Daniels is already.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.